Oasis Audio presents Jesus, Bread, and Chocolate, Crafting a Handmade Faith in a Mass Market World by John J. Thompson. Read for you by the author. Introduction. New respect for the twang. You know, John, my friend Buddy said over breakfast at Grandma Sally's Pancake House, I would suggest that maybe it's not the twang you don't like about modern country music, but the absence of twang. It was 1995. Buddy Miller had played a show at my concert venue in Wheaton, Illinois, the night before with his wife, Julie, and a singer-songwriter named Randy Stonehill, who was a bit of a legend in my little world. I had known Buddy casually for a few years and loved the way he and Julie played together. My wife and I had them on a bit of a pedestal, in fact. Their brutally honest, transparent, unadorned style emboldened us in our own musical pursuits. I jumped at the chance to have breakfast with Buddy. As we ate, Buddy asked me about our music and our influences. I rambled on about my eclectic tastes, from Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan to gospel music like the Fairfield Four and the Blind Boys of Alabama to modern rock like U2. I also mentioned that my wife, Michelle, and I had found some musical common ground in the sounds of artists like Merle Haggard, Patsy Cline, Emmylou Harris, Maria McKee, and the Eagles. I love old country, I insisted. I just don't like the twangy stuff like Garth Brooks and Shania Twain. Buddy proceeded to school my sorry 24-year-old self with great patience and grace. The twang is the essence of American music, he said. It's in the high, lonesome sound of bluegrass.